This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged episode. I have no idea. But before we get going, I'd like to big a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over, mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off and they'll take really good care of you. Before I forget too, if you like this podcast, go over and check out some of our other ones like High School Hoops, Coaching Youth Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. If you're looking for that one defense that will work against anybody, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, the Rule of Three Offense that will work at any level, go over and check those out. Leave a 5-star review if you would like those. But also go over and check out teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better, it's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's resources. It's everything. It's what I would have wanted as a 27-year-old basketball coach. It's a roadmap to success on and off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I'm a coach. I understand how it goes. Go over and check it out. Kick the tires around. See if it's for you. And if it's not, we'll part our ways and we'll say thank you and move on. But I guarantee you're going to love all the material. And the material we're always putting in teachhoops.com. But anyway, have a great day, everybody. And let's head off the podcast.
All right. So what's today's topic, Coach?
All right. So this happens probably all the way up until third, fourth grade. Maybe I've seen it.
Right.
A little bit, you know, here and there. But, you know, by the fourth grade, fifth grade, they know how to guard their player. Okay. So the coaches, you can definitely relate. How do you keep players from guarding all the players from guarding the ball? So you think first and second grade players, third graders, where one player in the other team has the ball and all the players on your team gravitate towards the ball and try to grab it or
okay.
defend it.
So I'm going to go back to what we kind of did last week. Why do they do this? But I want to do the why first. And then I think I have the solution.
Why do they do it? Think?
Huh?
Why do you think they do it?
I think it's a
good question.
It is. I think it's a developmental thing. Mm-hmm. You kind of see it in soccer. Like if your kids ever That's played true. Soccer, That's they true. All
yeah.
follow
you
the
see
ball.
It in other sports. Yeah.
You see it
yeah.
in other sports. So I think, yeah. you know, I think it's a developmental thing. I really do. I think it's a attention. That's where the action is. That's where I should be, you know? So I think there's some, inbred
ball there over there so I yeah. should be there
I should be over
my
there
players here yeah
yes
yeah.
I should be over here because everyone is over there kind of thing and yeah. I want to be where everybody else is so I don't know I'm not a child psychologist but I'm sure there's some sort of there's something going on there because I've seen it in a multitude of sports when my kids were growing
True.
Up
yeah
So I don't know. That would be interesting as people listening I'd love to hear comments on why on this one from people that are listening, it's, you know, you can send Bill or I an email or put it in the show, you know, put it in the comments, leave a 5-star review comments. And leave it in the comments. I would love to see that. Boom. All right. So there's a couple ways that I used to do this, especially mm-hmm. in practice. I would have 5 different colored pennies
mm-hmm.
and the reds would guard the red and the blue mm-hmm. would guard the blue and the green would guard the green. And like, they're not that expensive. Yeah. Amazon is not a sponsor, but they're pretty cheap to buy, you know,
yeah.
the little pennies you put over the top. So we would do that. Then that's the way I would start because that was pretty easy for them to keep track of. Then it would be the point of the person you're guarding. And then we would play the freeze game where I would freeze
mm-hmm.
point at the person that they were guarding. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, Johnny's over at the water fountain guarding the kid that's got the ball kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, So,
Wristbands is another version of
ooh,
that
I
that some
like that.
coaches
Wristbands are a
use.
good
Yeah, they do
idea.
wristbands. Yeah. And some leagues will do that where they'll match up the, especially in the younger grades, they'll because it might be a rec league, so they're matching offense and defense. If you can imagine, then each one has a, wristband on, and you guard the red, guard the blue. I don't, I like that. Maybe that is the first step in development. I'm not a huge fan of colors and things like that because, that's not where that
It's
as they
not,
get
it's definitely not,
older.
but from an educational standpoint, you have to build the blocks so they quickly learn. I know what you're saying. You never play a game like that, but they, I don't think they realize, at least, and again, it's been, I think how many years it's been since I've had to coach second graders. It's almost like they don't know, and you have to teach them that. That's the problem. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
And what I may go into maybe a little bit more in depth with them, not, at their at I don't talk above them, so to speak, right? At their level of things that they would understand, right? That, because if you think about it, basketball is really tough. What's the most important thing in the ball we talk about? Or I just gave the answer. What's the most important thing on the
Think
court
of
is the
course, it's
ball,
ball,
right?
right.
Well, okay, coach, if you tell me that, I'm going to go towards the ball. I'm going to stop
Right.
the ball, right?
Right.
Well, then, that person throws to your player who's wide open, and then, they score, and then, right? It's like, okay. Plus, you want the offense too to move. Otherwise, there's like five people on the ball, and they'd lose the ball, and then you're just kind of going back and forth, up and down the court, nobody's scoring, and trying new things. But basketball is tough because then you have double teams. Well, coach, I thought you said I'm not, I'm supposed to be guarding my player, right? And not be on the ball, right? And again, age level appropriate. But if you're just kind of starting this out, the wristbands, the pennies that coach mentioned, and then, just even though they may not get it, it's, what the bigger concept is, we're trying to keep the other team from not scoring,
Right.
right? And if your player is open, they have a chance of getting the ball, but you don't also don't need to be glued to them either if the ball. So we kind of talk about this concept of being halfway. I call it 51, but I don't always use that in the link. And when they're younger, as they get older, I call it 51, halfway between the ball and the player and one step back, to
Right.
teach them that help defense, right, is basically what that is,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Right.
And we, and that way during the game, I can say, hey, Johnny, 51, 51. And he knows what that means. I mean, it's halfway between the ball and one step back,
Right.
versus like yelling help defense, right? Because then 51 is kind of more of a visual thing they can see. So that's one concept you teach. And again, is it perfect? No. Do they always do it? No. But, sometimes I'll explain to them, if you run towards the ball, completely towards the ball, that means your person is exposed and wide open.
Right.
So what are we trying to do? Oh, we're trying to keep the other team from scoring. Okay. Well, there's a better chance that they're going to score if your player is open. So it's hard.
It is
It's not
hard. It's a
easy,
hard. It's a
and it's a
hard
concept.
conceptually.
And I think, I think you nailed it, which is, their cognitive development isn't quite there yet to understand that
I'm not
concept
talking
of.
angles and opening your hips up and where are we pushing? It's like I'm not doing that. I'm just making sure that person's guarding that person. I know. I know. All
Yeah, and
right. Anything
it's
else, coach?
reps. I think it's
It's
just
reps.
reps.
It
You
is
just got to
reps.
keep at it and do it, working in practice. And the what you teach in practice doesn't always work in the game, of course, right? And I think that's where coaches, especially new ones, they think that what they're teaching in practice is going to completely translate to the game, no matter how many times they've done it. A lot of youth coaches, right? We only have one practice. So you got to pick your battles a little bit and live with some stuff for a little while until their brain catches up to the game, so to speak. But keep at it, keep teaching them, be positive. And it is what it is at that point. And
Hey, everybody, hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.